You could just go sit by a friend or family, and it didn't matter anymore. You just feel much better. That's gone. That's history now. It's in the past. So family is really important. So if you have a friend or if you're feeling down, just go visit somebody and just sit there. Have a drink or whatever. Doesn't even have to be that long, like a couple of minutes. And you'll notice the difference. So family is important.
Yeah, it sure is. I really appreciate you guys for making it up and getting up here, and especially to the radio show. It's just a really marvelous thing to do and share all our positive energy with the rest of the world, and together to get we're doing it, and it's just awesome and amazing. And we thank our gutchik. In our language, that means older brother, and that's our gutchik. So we thank him for joining us and sharing some of his words with us too, and thank you guys for all sharing your words too. So I guess we're gonna have to say bye to our brother Shkwaitsht for now. And we really appreciate all his words and his awesome songs that he always picks, and always gets me riled up and wanting to do things. And so lots of appreciation to you, brother.
I thank you guys for having me on you there at the station, and the listeners for listening. I thank you for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you all 100%.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. So, lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend, and we'll see you soon, probably tonight. Okay. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Later.
Bye, Uncle Jeff.
Bye.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, up at Shkaid, and that's up on the top flat there. So we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to our next song, which is picked by Kluk Kluk Bachen, and the name of the song is called Bittersweet Symphony from the Verve. So let's
one
have
of
a
my
listen.
Favorites.
Yeah, it is a good one too. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
music, we're back. That was The Verve and their song Bittersweet Symphony. And that sure brought me back a few years.
Mm.
It reminded me of the time when we first met Councillor Fari, right around that same time when the song came out.
Just first hearing it, it just always stuck with me. It's one of my favorite songs because
mm-hmm.
we can change.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's for the good, sometimes for the bad, but we can change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty deep song. And I like what Mbubi Ishkin was talking about earlier about just friends and just being able to talk. You can do it better, brother. You can talk about how you talk about with your friends and stuff.
Yeah, so, like, you know, sometimes you can be feeling down and you don't even need family, you don't need blood. You just have a friend. You guys just sit down with each other. Like, it's more of a spiritual thing, so you don't really need to talk because sometimes there are people that just want a peace and quiet. And then there's people that do need to talk. And that's the time they need someone to listen to them. So you can just let them vent. And when you do that, you notice on their face and their body language that they're starting to feel so much better after they're done. And then you can just be telling them, you know, we can just sit here now. Mm-hmm. We don't have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just feel so much better. And, you know, even if you go walking or wherever, you can sit by a stranger, too. You don't even have to say anything to them, mm-hmm. you know. It's just spiritual connection with everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know. Most of us have our demons, and sometimes, you know, a good spirit will come and help you sort it out. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't even have to talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spirits that are your inner connections that are going to bring you back, you know. You will feel better.
Mm.
Like, I've done that. Like, there's times where I'll be just, like, you know, be feeling down, and I'll just go for a walk or somewhere, go to the mall or whatever, and just sit by somebody. And just strangers just sitting there.
Mm.
You know, they're on their phone, whatever. They can do whatever they do. But you just need to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel so much better after, and you're just like, you know. That weight on your shoulders disappears. You're not as tense anymore. And you can breathe better.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and you're kind of get depressed when you don't talk to anybody or not around anybody. It's like people with depression, they go into their cocoon, you know? Like, they get away from people.
Isolate,
but
yeah.
You shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You should go out. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just go out. Just be amongst other people, you know. And you will notice a big difference. That depression will start to fade away. I'm not saying it's going to fade away right away. You just got to work on it slowly, one step at a time, one day at a time. And eventually, you know, some people get off their medication because they're just starting to feel better because they got out. Because, you know, if you cocoon yourself, it just...
somebody's phone got left on.
You know, so it's like when you get depressed, you kind of go into a cocoon, and that just marinates and gets
worse sometimes,
thicker
yeah.
and thicker, and to the point where you do need medication sometimes just to help. But then after that, you can just start going out and being around different people. Because you can feel good spirits and good people, bad people. And you just go around.
Yeah.
You'll feel much better.
It's almost like the magical step of metaphor. What is that? When you're changing from a butterfly?
Transformation?
Oh, metamorphosis.
Yeah, metamorphosis, yeah. Because, you know, we all... like the song like you picked there about changing, you know, we can change, and we can change for the good, and we can change to, you know, our potentials. So when we do change, I want to be, of course, I want to go to my potential and get some success and achievement, and just get some of the goodness that, you know, we all have inside us, and just like put it into the world and try transform the world into a better place too. So as we work on each other, like you were saying, you know, if you get depressed, you just go out and you sit with people and gain that energy from them, that positive energy, and share some of your own just by going out and sitting with that person, because it takes some strength to do that sometimes. Mm. You know, not everybody just wants to go out and sit with people. So, try it out, people out there. Try it out. Just go out and walk into the world and experience some of the positivity. There's a lot of us out there that want to share it with everybody, and some of it more so than others, and some of them less.
Yeah. Well, so. It's also, too, like, when you're out and you see somebody kind of down, just say hello to them. Mm. That, you know, they could be contemplating something bad, and they just wanted to hear a hello. Mm. You know,
yeah.
I've heard stories where people were like, "I'm so down, I was depressed, just contemplating suicide," and somebody said hello to me, and that changed my world that day, and I was happy after that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you see somebody sad, just say hello.
Yeah,
don't even have to say, just wave at them.
Part of our teaching from our elders were like that.
Yeah, that's what I've been practicing lately. Just out, thinking about, I guess how it was in the past where people would say good morning or hi and stuff. Now I'm out there, just people have a scowl on their face or whatever, and just say good morning, and it does change. It does change your mood. I've seen them looking in angry as possible, and just a simple good morning or afternoon, and you could see them moods change completely. So
yeah, I totally agree, because I get to see that every day, just, you know, when I'm doing my Uber and stuff, and I see a lot of people, and I tried to be the same way. I tried to tell them, like, have a great day when they're leaving, and maybe that's the only have a great day they get to that day. So, but you know, I do try my part and try spread some positivity and get some back if I can, and if not, then that's okay too.
Yeah.
I just remember the grandparents saying, treat other people the way you want to be treated. And that makes a big difference. Even if they're treating you bad, just be positive, you know, because they might just need to let that out, and you let them out, and then you say, have a good day.
Yeah.
And that's all they wanted to hear.
Very good. So, I guess, do you have anything to add?
I'm enjoying exactly all the pieces of nuggets here that everybody's saying. And yeah, it's that connection piece.
Yeah. Good family.
Mm-hmm.
Family all together here. Mm-hmm.
Like you said, today's thing is family.
Yeah, for sure. I guess, so we're going to continue on, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we were just getting a hold of Lady Fima, and we did, but it'll be a few minutes. So anyways, we're going to play the song and the pick of the Mbubi Ishkin, and his song is called Home Sweet Home, and it's from Motley Crue. Back in the day. So let's have a listen to that, and stay tuned, and we'll have Lady Feynman with us. So listen and enjoy, everyone.
It's for you, dude.
Yo, I'm on my way.
Phone for you, Mr. Moss.
I'm on my way.
Man, like this is moody.
I'm on my way!
We're back. That was Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home. And that was the pick of Nbubiishkin from Gwaishkina, BC. He came all the way up from California to visit us. And we also have on the line with us, we have Lady Fahima, the sister of Councillor Fari, Madam Ottawa. and she's our production manager at Free Voices. And how are you doing, Lady Fahima?
Hello, dear Chief. My greetings and my warmest greetings to you, to the station, to the universe, to the all respected listeners and the students of Simon Fraser University and UBC as well, and the rest of the world. My greeting and my warmest wishes to each one of you. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have in the studio with me, we have my brother in Bubiechkin, we have Klukklukbachen, and also Kokwilko, which is my niece Lily. And
Wonderful.
Yeah, I get to hear you every Thursday. Thank you.
That is fascinating, and thank you for sharing, because I can see it, but absolutely is astounding. It is beautiful that they made it to the station and having a good visit with the family. That's marvelous.
Yes, and that's our subject of the day too, is on family. So we'd love to hear your words on family.
Absolutely. Before I get to the subject quickly, I have one announcement, which is fabulous. Anna Marcus, the Irish dancer, and represented Canada in the world. She got the first place. She's going to be live at our station next week.
Thursday. That's awesome. Thank you so much for bringing her.
Absolutely. We are going to rock not only in the station, in the world, because we have the listener internationally, in many, many countries.
Yes.
And the second one who accepted kindly, Dr. Yamani Hamedani, the professor of Simon Fraser University. She also be present live at the station.
Next week too?
Another big station day.
Yeah, we're going to have another crowded house.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes, we might have to come back up.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, family.
I think they should stay longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. The holiday down here.
Yeah. Well, Lily has some unfinished business at the river with some some certain big catch she got the other day, so...
You can put it on the hold.
Yeah, I think it'll wait for her.
Marvelous. Yeah. Yes, that's marvelous. Going back to the family, as I know, we don't have that much time, so I'm just going to wrap it up, make it very, small phrases, but I try my best to be powerful. And however, family, of course, is important. I just put aside the logic and the science, whatever reasoning is behind it, whatever is just attracting, like Counselor Ferry, is the world. The world is the family. Mm-hmm. Just look at one concert when we go to Celine Dion, my favorite singer. And many favorite singer in the country. When we go to her show, and you can see the crowd dancing, they are free soul, and they are free of the headache. They are really enjoying that moment with the concert. And this is the family. And you see, when we leave, the stadium, for any show that we leave behind, you have a good energy, and you're so kind and passionate to one another, and everybody walking shoulder by shoulder, side by side. Never mind what races and what belief, there is no judgment in that moment. My wishes is, and my desire, that the world to become as one planet, that I believe, and one family, as one tree. After all, we are under one umbrella, and that umbrella, any country will look at it, is the sky. Dream big, fly high, and enjoy the journey on this Mother Earth. My love and respect, especially to the reservation, to the indigenous people, respected landowner of the country, and for the guts they have, for the strength that they have, they are the vanguard. And this is the title by the scholar 170 years ago has been established and written in the history. Thank you very much for having me. After all, I am the servant of mankind.
Thank you so much. So beautiful, wonderful words. We really thank you and appreciate you, and we're getting short of time, so we're going to have to say bye for now. Thank you for your wonderful words.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, and have a great time together.
Okay.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, lots of love to you, and enjoy your week and weekend. And talk to you next week.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah,
right.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fahima, and she was joining us live on the phone here, and we're getting close to the end of our time here, so we're going to take the time and we're going to say bye to all our friends and family, wherever they are. You guys can name them out right now if you want. I'm going to say bye to my friends or my family up in Gwaishkana, my father, Barney Angus Shackley, and my mother, Phyllis Shackley. And those are the grandparents of Lily. Kokwilko. So go ahead, you guys. If you guys want to say bye to everybody, and whenever you're going to come back, let us know.
Just say bye to some of the family I didn't get to see. I'll have to make a separate trip for that, although it'd probably take me about half a year to do that. So just have to do it on air, I guess.
Yeah.
For the time being.
Yeah. You guys want to say bye for now?
Bye for now. I hope we come up and